Let's begin by saying, which way was your flag flying this morning? Anybody in your neighborhood? Was there anybody with an upside down flag? Because right across the street from where we live, a good friend of ours, Lance Patton, was in the military, you know, fought in Vietnam. And he's got an upside down flag. And it's been upside down now for about a month. And I went over and I asked him, Lance, why is your flag upside down? My flag, I got a flag on my side, you know, it's right side up. He's got a flag on his side upside down. Do you know? Do you know what an upside down flag means?
Distress.
Well, who said that? Oh. That was my intelligent son. I must have taught him something. Okay, that's exactly right. An American flag flying upside down says distress. And that symbol has been around for hundreds of years because it was used in our Navy. It was used in the British Navy. It was used to show that something or somebody on that ship needed help. Okay? Oh, why in the world was my neighbor, he's got a boat, but you know, he wasn't out on his boat. Why'd he flip his flag upside down? Well, let's think about that because that's not my message. Yeah, flying an upside down flag means something's the matter. So when I asked you this morning, or when I started, which way is your flag flying, we all have individual flags that we can fly. I don't have my flag thing on, but you know, you can signal to other people whether you're okay or whether you're not okay. It's very easy to do. So let's turn to Numbers 2. We don't want to waste too much time. I only have 10 or 15 minutes. So let's turn to Numbers 2, and I want to show you something that God says in their word about flags. Now, if you have a concordance, and I know there's some of you in here that have concordances on your electronic devices, you're not going to find flag unless you go to a different translation. But you will find the word banner. Banner is prominent. I have an old page in a concordance, and banner is there. You'll find banner. So let's go right away to Numbers 2. Numbers 2, you'll see, you should see the word banner. I'm hoping it's going to be there. Numbers 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Numbers 2, Exodus, Numbers. Verse 1, let's see, did I skip over? Yeah, skip over. Well, it says verse 1, the Eternal spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, verse 2, this is where it starts to come up. Everyone of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard. In this translation, the translation that I'm using here is standard. But in many of the translations, you'll see the word banner, shall stand by his own banner. A flag, a banner, a standard, it indicates something, okay? Declan, you listening? Okay, what's a flag for? Or a banner, or a standard? It tells you where to stand. It tells you which camp you're a part of. Okay, let me continue to read and listen because I know you're pretty intelligent. We talked already. Verse, every one of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard beside the emblem of his father's house. Now that's important. It's going to come up again. So we see that a flag or a banner or a standard represents something or someone of importance. It was a sign showing to which tribe you belonged. You know, how many tribes of Israel are there? If you know the answer, raise your hand. Oh. How many tribes of Israel are there? Come on, raise your hand if you know the answer. I'm not going to call on you. I'm not going to embarrass you. Okay, thank you, Victor. Thank you. Yeah, there were 12. And they each had their own standard, flag, or banner. If you saw the banner of your tribe, then you knew that's where you're supposed to camp. You don't go camping off by somebody else's banner, you know, or they'd think you're, why are you over there, you know? Yesterday, the 4th of July, there were flags flying everywhere, and very few that I saw were upside down. That means that at least a few people in my neighborhood, and I would say in the country, but I have one everywhere, but I would say at least a few people in our country thinks that something or somebody is in distress. That's what an upside down flag means. A right side up flag, though, means what? A right side up flag means this is where you and I want to gather around. Now, we're not going to go into the tribes of Israel, you know, and they had their own problems, but we're not going to go into that. There is one flag, though, that you and I should want to gather around. And we're going to get into that if I stop getting off the point. Quit messing around. Let's turn to Exodus 17. Exodus 17, we'll start reading about verse 15. Exodus 17 and verse 15. Exodus 17, verse 15 is one of my favorite banner or flag scriptures. Exodus 17, verse 15 says, Moses built the altar, and he called its name. Now listen, he built an altar, and he named it. What did he name it? The Eternal is my, meaning Moses, the Eternal is my banner. He wanted all the Israelites, because all the Israelites would worship at that particular place. They would come to that place, and when somebody asked Moses, what's the name of this place? He would say, the Eternal is my banner. That's what he would tell them. And they all learned that. They all learned that. He was saying that God was what Moses, because he's speaking, he was saying that God was what he looked to as a sign of where he wanted to gather around. Because Moses was confident. He was confident that if the Israelites gathered around the banner that represented God, they'd be okay. You gather around some other banner, you might not be okay. But that was back then. That was back then. Old Testament times, we don't pay any attention to those things, do we? When the Israelites were marching through the desert, do any of you feel like you're marching through a desert land? Do any of you feel like you wished you had something that you don't have? Do any of you miss something that could make your life just a little bit better? Let's continue. Shepherd David wrote down in his Psalms about how he needed things. He was in trouble at times. And not only David, but Paul. Paul was in trouble all the time. He was always getting beat up. That's why, who was that guy that went with him? Luke, dear and glorious physician. He had his own doctor, had his own house doctor, because Luke was a good doctor, and Paul was always opening his big mouth and getting beat up. You know, and he needs somebody to bandage him and, you know, stop his bleeding. So now, I'm almost done, but not quite. I want to go to a strange place. Let's go to the Song of Songs. The Song of Songs, also called the Song of Solomon. I don't know when was the last time you read it. There are many commentaries written on the Song of Songs. I have three or four, one of which I wrote myself. But there are a lot of commentaries on songs. So let's go to where? Chapter 2 and verse 4. And it says in Song, chapter 2, verse 4, he, and this would be a really good guy, he brought me to the banqueting house. Now, I got to get off here. What's a banqueting house? And I know that all the old men in here know what a banqueting house is. But that, you're wrong. You're wrong. I want to say that all of the old men in here are wrong. But it is a place where people can hang out and have a good time. Okay, he brought me to the banqueting house. And his banner or flag or standard over me was love. Wow. Have you ever seen a flag with love written across it? Banners often show us where to camp. That's true. And a banqueting house sounds like a nice place to camp out if you're talking about nice places to camp out and not where your carnal mind automatically goes. And in this case, it's just a nice place to camp out. If we, you and I, if we're camping in the right place, you know what the banner over us should say? It should say, Jesus camps here. If the banner over us says, Jesus camps here, that's where I want to camp. I want to camp at that particular location. And that's, if you get into the Song of Songs and read it, it takes you about 2 years to read it and 4 or 5 years to understand it. But if you get into it, you'll find that that's true. There are a couple of other references to banners in the song, but I can't go there because I've already used up most of my time. So we're going to have to finish in Isaiah 11. Please turn to Isaiah 11 and we will conclude this message. Isaiah 11, and I'm going to read one verse here, but I'll read more, but I want to start off on verse 10. It says, in that day there shall be a root of Jesse. We know the root of Jesse is Jesus. In that day there will be a root of Jesse who will stand as a banner to the people. In that day, Jesus will be the flag around which everyone will gather. If you're not gathering around Jesus in that day, you're in the wrong place. Because look at what it says, for the Gentiles shall seek him. It's not just the Israelites, it's everybody, everybody that's alive at the time. For the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place, that means where he stands, like I'm standing, will be glorious. Doesn't mean he's laid out on the ground. But the resting place for his feet will be glorious, and people, everyone in the world will worship him. That day is after Jesus returns. Jesus, of course, is the root of Jesse, and everyone alive at that time will seek him and will find him, because he will stand as a flag or a banner around which everyone will want to camp. It's not quite that way today. Now, there are some who say they love Jesus. That's good. But even they are getting fewer. In the world, I live in the United States, I live in California and San Diego, you know, down. But in the world that I live in, it's getting fewer and fewer, not more and more. funny about that. Have to go back to my notes. Fewer and fewer. What's the alternative to loving Jesus? Your own personal pleasure. And that's what everybody is into today. Today, they're into their personal pleasure. And their personal pleasure frequently has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. But, as it said, he, that's Jesus, will set up a banner for the nations, all the nations of the world, and he will assemble the outcasts of Israel together. So we have all the nations of the world, we have Israel, they'll all be together, and gather people together, gather together the dispersed of Judah. We know there's Jews, there's Israelites, and there's the whole rest of the world. But at that time, Jesus will gather them all together from the four corners of the earth. Jesus will plant his banner or flag, and everyone will camp around it. All nations, people of the world, Jews, Israelites, all nations, everyone will camp around Jesus and worship him as the true God in joy and peace and harmony. His banner will boldly fly right side up.